Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Even though she's only 3 days in as Philadelphia's new police commissioner, Danielle Outlaw has been researching the city, its leaders, and why Philadelphia is facing so much violence. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson spoke with the new commissioner.
We can't be everywhere at once, but we also know that there are other factors that lead to the surge in crime that we see.
But adds that there should be appropriate consequences for violent offenders.
I believe that we can enforce the law in a very compassionate way, but I also believe that if someone decides to take the life of another person, or if they use guns, or they do whatever they do in a violent way, that there has to be swift consequences, and it has to be strong enough so that they know that this is probably something I should never do again.
The police department also faces contract negotiations with the union this year. Outlaw says she's focused on resolving issues without compromising law enforcement. Two more schools in Philadelphia are closed because of asbestos. Clara Barton Elementary School in Feltonville and James J. Sullivan Elementary in Wissanoming will be closed today and tomorrow after damaged asbestos was discovered during inspections. The school district says additional testing is underway to make sure the schools are safe for students and staff. The Anti-Defamation League has issued its annual report on hate propaganda, especially from white supremacist groups. There's been a dramatic increase both nationwide and around here. The details from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Eastern Pennsylvania, Philly, and South Jersey saw marked hikes, like 13 last year in South Jersey, up from just 2 the year before. Regional ADL Director Shira Goodman.
More speech is the antidote to hate speech. Calling it out is the answer. And so when things don't run into harassment or trespass or solicitation and leaving things where you're not allowed, the antidote has to be fresh air.
Goodman says people are feeling more emboldened to say in public what was once kept private. County assistance offices in Pennsylvania will be closed tomorrow and through the long holiday weekend. KYW's Kim Glovis reports the state's upgrading the system processing centers and customer service centers.
That upgrade will affect people who receive benefits, including food stamps, electronic benefit transfers, or EBTs, and other assistance. Lisa Watson is Deputy Secretary of the Office of Income Maintenance.
We have been for the last several years working to move our systems from a very old, what they refer to as a legacy system, to a new modernized system.
Watson says the upgrades will mean customer service centers are closed and the mobile app will not operate this weekend.
Clients can call the local county assistance agencies before tomorrow for help. They can also call 888-328-7366. There's a new store in town selling all things Donald Trump. KYW's Justin Udo spoke to the shop's owner, Michael DeManico.
Started coming up with more designs. You know, we got like 20-some designs now, and one thing led to another. I started doing rallies, and here we are.
This week, DeManico opened the brick-and-mortar Trump store in Bensalem, Bucks County, to sell all things Trump.
They can get hats, shirts, mugs, hoodies, magnets, stickers, just about anything you want.
DeManico says he's received some negative feedback online, but business is booming. It's been several months now since the iconic trolley car diner in Mount Airy closed for good after nearly 20 years. KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us owner Ken Weinstein is hoping to donate the trolley car to a nonprofit.
All you have to do is tell him how your group plans to use it. So what's he looking for exactly?
Well, creativity, where the trolley can have real impact in improving people's lives.
He says organizations have been reaching out. Here's a few examples of some of the ideas so far.
Concession stand for an area park, a birthday venue for another playground.
The deadline to make your pitch is February 19th. We have the details on how you can do that on KYWNewsRadio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.